All right. On the injury front, we should be relatively healthy. We've got four guys who are going to be limited, who hadn't been practicing. So we'll have to see how much they can do and will do. But Dorsey being one of them, Hillis being the other one, Steve Maneri with his ankle, even though he did practice last week, and then Devin Wiley. Those four guys are the guys that are limited and that we're still keeping an eye on. But everybody else should be relatively healthy and good to go for this week. All right, so, you know, we sit back and we look at our record and where we are and what's been happening with this team. And sometimes I look at the team and feel like that we're pretty close. Then other times I look at the team and feel like that we're not real close. And so, you know, you try to evaluate and try to figure out what you need to do to try to impact the team and try to change some things, because it seems like we're kind of in a little rut as far as this team goes. All right. And so during my evaluation and trying to impact the team, I kind of felt like that probably the most impactful move that I could make to get everybody's attention was to change the quarterback. And so I'm changing the quarterback, and Brady Quinn will be the starter, and Matt will be a backup. And I think that that will get everybody's attention, and hopefully that impacts the team, because the quarterback position, that's the one that has the spotlight on it. And it gets criticized and it gets praised no matter what happens, if it's good or bad. If it's good, it gets the praise. If it's bad, it gets the criticism. Now, I am not saying that Matt Castle is the reason we are where we are, because that brush, that stroke of that brush is a broad stroke, and everybody's included in it, trying to make this better and trying to get this better. All right, I think we need to coach better, and we need to play better. And if we do those things, then I think that we can be better. But my biggest deal was my gut and telling me that I needed to impact the team by changing the dynamic, by having a different dynamic. And Brady Quinn is the guy that I want to go with. I thought in the Tampa game he showed some poise. He ran the offense. He was a little rusty, but I think with time and reps and play time, he should improve and get better as we go down the road. You know, anytime you make a change at a highlight position like quarterback, the young man who is playing that position, he doesn't like it, you know, but I think Matt is a good pro, and he'll be a team player as it relates to it, and I think that he'll continue to do everything that he can to help the team win, because Matt does try hard, he does work hard, but as I mentioned, things have not been happening right for this team, and so I'm changing the dynamic and see what happens with Quinn as the starter, and then we'll go from there. So today, Quinn will take the snaps. And because we have a short preparation, we've got a little short head start on Oakland, so we'll be out there practicing today, and we'll be working on Oakland. All right, so with that, I'll open it up.
Romeo, is this quarterback decision for this week, or is this for the rest of the season in your mind?
What I want him to be is I want him to be the starting quarterback without having to look over his shoulder. So there's going to be no quick hook or anything like that.
Was this a tough decision?
Well, I think any decision that you make is none of them are relatively easy. You know, they're all tough because of the situation we're in, and then it's not all his fault. You know, there's he had a lot of help in where we are, and like I just mentioned, we all are involved in it, and so we all have to tighten up our belts and do a better job.
When did you make this decision, and when did you let the guys know?
I let the guys know at 12:30. It's when I let them know. I talked to both quarterbacks this morning.
Is this, as you looked at the season to date, and you felt like you had to do something to pump some energy, life, air into this team, was it just an obvious move for you? I mean, it's, as you say, the key position, and there really wasn't anywhere else you could go, was it?
Well, not really, you know, because when you think about changing the dynamic, like I mentioned, what position can change the dynamic the most? And that's the quarterback position. And so I decided that that was the move I wanted to make, to try to change the team and impact the team, you know, because in this first part that we've been through, we've been playing hard, but we've been shooting ourselves in the foot. And like I say, we've been spinning the wheels. And so we need to do something to try to change that, to try to keep the wheels from spinning and maybe try to get on some solid ground so we can get some traction and maybe be able to do something with the team.
You feel like the team has just lost confidence in Castle?
No, I don't think the team has lost confidence in Matt, you know. It's just one of those things, the circumstance that you're in. You have to decide what you want to do to try to change it. And so I decided to change the quarterback.
Besides just the shakeup aspect of it, what does Brady bring to the table that you think could be an improvement?
Well, as I mentioned, I thought he showed poise in the Tampa game, thought he managed the offense well there. As I mentioned also, you know, he was a little rusty, but I think with playing time, practice time, I anticipate and expect him to be better and be able to lead this team.
How did he take the news when you told Brady?
When I told Brady? All right, he took it like a pro. He sat there pretty much straight-faced, but I felt some excitement, you know, emanating from him that here's an opportunity for him, and he's going to try to make the best of it.
Any other positions you've looked at that would have that same impact? I mean,
talk
about one guy of, you know,
Not the same impact. There's nobody that would have that impact, you know, other than the quarterback, and that impacts the whole team, you know. And so you look at it, and then you decide what you're going to do and go forward with it.
You talk about playing positions, but the only other place you could really turn would be your staff and making changes there. Did you contemplate any of that?
No, I did not. And I just thought the quarterback position would be the one that I need to change.
Anything else?
When the last game that you played when Matt was in and you got hurt, you had said that you didn't consider pulling it then. What kind of changed over the 2 weeks in the situation? Kind of revisiting what you just said, but what's different? What's different than
well? First of all, there was no bye week, so that we could sit back and we could evaluate our total situation at that time. You know, you just go from week to week in the NFL a lot of times. And so after sitting back and evaluating and having time to do that, I decided that I was changing the quarterback.
Romeo, I know you're trying to win a game or win games right now. I'm not suggesting otherwise with this question, but there's some long-term ramifications to changing the starting quarterback. And Matt's kind of been the guy here for a while. He's got the contract going forward. Brady Quinn's on a one-year deal. Was that ever a consideration, the future here, when you made this decision?
No, I didn't think about the future. The only future I thought about was this coming Sunday.